Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every time I say Cavs in five, I'm going to take a shot. As punishment for Friday's show where it said Cavs in five.
Cavs in five, still very much in play. You have to lose one in order to get Cavs in five.
That's
is how
true.
I see it.
That's true. And we just got the loss out of the way.
That's it.
It has been wild to watch how many different iterations and different reactions there are to this game last night, which I can tell you, just point blank, I am uncomfortable, but I am not concerned. All right, so I know that's the word of the day. Concerned? Are you concerned? How concerned are you?
Yeah.
Would you be concerned? What concerns you most? These are all things that I'm sure every show's gotten into, and that we'll get into as well. But just on the whole, I do think people need to understand what an anomaly that game was. From the Pacers shooting 52% from three to the Cavs shooting 23% from three to the fact that at no point did somebody go, hey, they're just letting us have the points points in the paint there. Maybe, just maybe, is that what they want us to do?
70 points in the paint. You probably could have kept hitting that.
And maybe at any point outside of the third quarter, should they have played better defense? There's plenty of things to take away from that game. Panic is not one of them.
No, I'm not panicked. Now, I don't want to whistle past the graveyard either. I don't want to do that.
I wouldn't hate that.
I know that it feels like that was a pretty good whistle. Was it the Andy Griffith show?
Damn right it is.
I thought Baskin and Phelps just left.
That is for Jeff and Andy.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to whistle past the graveyard. I don't want to be that person. But I have a hard time believing that the Pacers we saw last night are going to be the Pacers we see over the duration of the series. But more importantly, I have a hard time thinking that's the Cavs we're going to see for the duration of the series.
Yeah, can I say the thing? And I hate when people do this because sometimes it takes away the success. The Pacers played a great game last night, and they played stifling defense, and they got the Cavs to play their pace of basketball for the pretty much the entirety of the first half. Kudos, and Rick Carlisle won the coaching battle, although that his guys might have just been hitting Herculean type 3-point shots at any point they wanted to, but kudos to Rick Carlisle. I thought yesterday was so much more about the Cavs and just the Cavs' inability to lock into what they do well, either offensively or defensively. And I don't think it's a coincidence that when they finally did, they looked like they were the head and shoulders team better than anyone. And if not for maybe the coldest stretch of basketball where they just stopped moving the ball with like in that 7-minute range to about 4 minutes, this game probably is a hell of a lot closer than it actually was, 121-112.
Well, so that's the weird part, right? The third quarter was amazing, but that fourth quarter, it's 7.5 minutes left in the game. It was a tie ball game. Like, you had a chance, and it was odd because you trailed for so much of this game, but with 7.5 left in the fourth quarter, it was even, and from that point forward, you had two baskets made that weren't credited to Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. You wanted to have Donovan put on the cape and go save it for you, but there was just no threat of offensive basketball and moving the ball around and actually making legitimate shots.
Was that Donovan, or was that the coach's decision?
I don't know. It felt like in the third quarter, Donovan took over, and then he thought, let's just do that again in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Which, I'll be honest, I don't think that's a bad idea. But treating that game like it's the Kobe Bryant retirement tour, where you take 30 shots to score your 30 points, was an interesting development.
I mean, I think the flaw in the logic there, no matter whose decision, because the third quarter felt like, all right, Donovan, Superman it, put it on your shoulders. and we're just going to outpace. We're not going to outpace them. We're going to out physical them. You're just going to go in there and you're going to get everything you want in the paint and frustrate them, get them out of their game. Worked perfectly. The fourth quarter felt like Donovan reverting to some bad habits out of desperation.
I think the injury played into it. And we're going to get into that injury, obviously. But like that fourth quarter, he just felt he was tired.
Yeah.
He was legitimately tired in a way that you typically don't see Donovan. But
could it be that he was bumping all over the court like he was Mick Foley in 1997?
Yeah, that might have played a part into it.
Like, Donovan, you don't have to go to the court.
He was just
every
asked
single
to do
time.
So much.
Well, no, but
he was going so hard.
I saw more passing in the third quarter run where it just ended up getting to Donovan in the paint and Donovan having success there. The death of the passing game, both in the first half, because that was my big takeaway, was like, of course you're not getting good shots. Like, the Pacers were hitting every shot under the sun because they were getting pristine looks, whether it's because of transition or just how they were moving the ball.
Well, Nembhard logo shots all of a sudden became a thing.
That man
became unconscious.
The one on the sidelines was the dumbest shot
that
ever.
That man became unconscious.
Like, he didn't even believe it. He just
no.
was. He kind of just, it was. He half-assed it. If you watch him, he kind of just goes, "There." I know the sound he was making when he took that shot. It sounded like this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
That's you throwing paper at
it
me.
It wasn't Serena Williams in like the French Open where it's like, ah!
No, you know what it is? It's
anytime
you ever play bags and you know that like you've hit the first three bags in and you're like the fourth one, I could basically throw it anywhere and it's going to go in. You're just feeling that unconscious. That was him.
But specific to that fourth quarter thing, I think Donovan went in bulldog mode. And I think for three of the four quarters, the Cavs forgot you can move the ball better than the Pacers can. And I get it. Like, the Pacers played. I don't think the Pacers played suffocating defense in the first half.
No.
It was just the Cavs being incredibly stubborn. And I think some of that is the injury, which, again, like, because if you watch the first couple possessions, it looked like a few of the Miami games where they just let Strus bring the ball up and basically activate the offense. I think that tells you that they were trying to conserve Donovan as much as they could while having him out there as much as they could. But, like, guys, it was like one pass and then somebody tried to do some lame-ass floater, which didn't work because they had three guys in the paint.
You had 2 3-pointers from your bench. Merrill didn't look good. Strus didn't get well good as far as the starters are concerned, and then Donovan was 1 for 11. Like, it was a bad night all the way around, from not only from deep, but also defensively as well.
So today feels like a day where we just blow off steam, but the reality is,
yeah.
Like,
well, but
the playoffs began for the Cavs last night.
Yeah.
And they weren't entirely ready for it. They looked like a team that was either banged up or honestly hadn't played in 7 days. And
we're going to do the did they have too much time off discussion.
Too much
time off, not enough time off.
I'll say they looked too rested. All right, that's what we know.
That is commentary that our buddy Spero Dides offered up at one point.
My
favorite guy, Spero, who at one point was not calling him Pascal Siakam and did the thing that you
see
can tell.
Cam?
Yeah, you heard that?
Yeah
it's the same thing. It's the same thing that that Gus Johnson did in the Orlando series when he was calling Benchero. And then like 2 minutes in, you could tell someone got in his ear and was like, oh, you're saying that way wrong.
Yeah.
Like, it's game one. You got to get that right. You're saying that way wrong.
The only thing that upset me is Greg Anthony was on with the Morning Boys, I believe on Friday of last week. And I was like, is this guy ever going to give the Cavs a little bit of credit? Like 64 wins, dog. Like, where are you
well,
at?
Well, that's because the Pacers were like the fun story.
And then Greg Anthony happened to be right, at least for game one.
For game one.
And he took a victory lap the whole damn game. The whole game it was, this is what I've been telling everybody about the Pacers.
No, and that was a classic smoke 'em when you got them, Nick. That was it was the classic, I'm gonna give the Pacers credit because for the rest of the series, I probably won't be able to give the Pacers credit. So we'll turn this into the Indiana Pacers show tonight.
I think it was the great Greg Anthony, who we all love and respect, giving Greg Anthony props for being right about the Pacers for one game, knowing it might not happen the rest of the series there. To, with love and respect to Siakam. All right, we all agreed on this.
He was getting it right. It was Sparrow that just completely botched it.
This is Iamalieva all over again, where you know how to say it, and then somebody butchers it, and you hear it butchered enough times that you're like, all right, is it Siakam or is it Siakam? 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin, social media reaction on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. How concerned are you after game one? I'm uncomfortable. I will not tell you that I'm comfortable, but I'm not all that concerned just yet. We got quick hits coming up at 2:40. Brian Howell, he is a reporter for Buff Zone and a beat writer out there covering Colorado. We'll get his reaction to the plunge, as it were, in the draft for Shedeur Sanders. And, I mean, we promised him, you know, before the draft that they take him, we'll bring it back. And that's what we're going to do. Coming up at 3, we got the Peterlin Pass coming up at 3:40. We got Joe Vartan, NBA reporter for The Athletic, coming up at 4:20. But how concerned are you after game one for the Cavs? And one basketball analyst, who I don't even like, had strong accusations on your Cavaliers, and he just might be right. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.